been going on, the championships from the 11 to 16 year olds have been going on this past 2 weeks in Dublin. And out of the 12 Donegal boxers that went to Dublin, we had four through to the finals yesterday. And I'll come back home last night there with three titles. So it's great for Donegal boxing again, you know. We had the gear three, we Anya Gallagher from Twin Towns. Now she lost out. They're very good gear from Rathkeelin, County Limerick, Fiona O'Keefe. And then we had Chloe McDade turned on a brilliant performance. Chloe from Ellie's Golden Gloves. She won the gear three. It was a 13-year-old's title at 50 kilos. Now this is Chloe's third time in Dublin, so it's third time lucky for Chloe. She beat Shanann Glenn from Clahan and Leinster, you know. And then we had the two Clark sisters, Jessica, who won her second title. She beat Jessica Connolly from Ballyhadreen in County Roscommon. Great fight. She won in points over three rounds. And then her sister, Lavish, she won her eighth national title, the Gear 6, 16-year-old. She beat Eva Doyle from Rochon in County Kildare. A girl that was strongly fancied in the 57-kilo division. But Lavish came out there on top too, you know. And we're very unlucky on Friday night that young Kira Craig from Dunfanaghy and Katrina McFadden, also from Dunfanaghy, didn't make it through either, you know. Kira Craig and count herself very, very unlucky to come out on the wrong side of a bad decision now.
So, but yeah, bad decisions been made at national level. That's a bit disappointing for competitors.
But disappointing, surely, Miles, but I don't think it's ever going to change. Just, it's just one of them things that's there. Like, you know, I suppose you get it in all sport, like, you know, but it's disheartening for the boxers, and you just have to get on with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose when it's human decisions, it can be difficult, and maybe there's no malice implied, but it's just the way it turns out.
It's just the way things turn out, Miles, you know. It just happens, and that's it, you know. It's the, that just comes and you get it at different level, at all levels, like, but it comes and goes, and it's just unfortunate forever it happens to get that decision, bad decision, you know.
Mm-hmm. So boxing in Donegal going well, obviously, by the way that they can compete at national level.
Every level, lab, Miles, yes, in boxing at the minute. It's great right through the cards, as you know, as well. We had Donna Barr there. We had the World Championships as well, you know, from... Mm-hmm. Twin Towns and all the gears is all picked up again, and it was a bit of a lull there for a wee while, but it's all picked up, you know. Most clubs have a lot of gears there now, you know.
Yeah, they're coming through quite well.
They're all coming through, mate, yes.
Yeah. And that girl that boxed for Finn Valley was boxing for Lithuania. She obviously went back to her home country.
Yeah, that's right, mate. She lost out too at the World Championships, but another very good girl. I think she had six or seven Irish titles. She went back home to Lithuania there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very good girl, you know.
She was beaten by an Irish girl. I think it was Kelly Harrington that beat her.
Kelly Harrington, that's right. Beat her, mate.
And Grania Walsh from... Tullamore, she won. She's won medal. Fight away from getting a medal if she can beat the hometown girl, which mightn't be easy.
That's right, Miles. She could make it now if she gets through her next bout. Like, you know, I think she had a very convincing victory today. So good to see you again too, you know.
And Katie Taylor back on winning ways.
Kitty's back day one away, so hopefully, I think Kitty's on Tuesday night again, so hopefully Kitty can go all the way and win another world title, you know. Brilliant girl and a great ambassador for the sport.
She sure is. That'll be our sixth world title.
Some going, Miles, now. Great girl, you know.
It really
a
is.
Lovely girl, lovely person to go along with a boxer, you know. She's fantastic girl.
Uh-huh. Well, you've had plenty of experience, you know, working with her and managing and so on. So it's great to see her doing so well.
Great to do her, see her doing so well. Sure, imagine it was, she had a wee bit of a hiccup there, one defeat, like, you know, and that the way they were talking, you would have thought it was the end of the world. But Kitty was always sure to come back. You know, she has it there. She just doesn't become a bad boxer overnight.
Sure,
she's very good.
She sure is. Okay, Peter, thanks for keeping us up to date with boxing news, and congratulations to those boxers.